The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Let us go somewhere else, Jesus replied, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come. This is the text. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. My dear brother and sister, during his three-year ministry on earth, Jesus healed many people as he walked along the roads of Galilee and all of Palestine. But he did not want to be known as a healer. He wanted to be known as a preacher, because a preacher heals the soul, the ills of the soul, and that healing is eternal. The physical healing only bound people together until they got sick again. It was not a permanent healing. And he was very clear to his disciples that he had come to seek and to save that which was lost. So, he wanted to be known as the preacher of forgiveness, the preacher of the gospel, the preacher of salvation, the preacher of eternal life. That is who he was. So he did use his miracles, the healings, as signs. Mark calls them miraculous signs. You and I are very familiar and hopefully obey most of the time the road signs like yield or stop or closed curve ahead, and especially wrong way. Don't go into that one, because you'll be the only one going when everything else is coming your way in a bad way. So road signs are very important. And I would say that for a couple of $100, you could buy a road sign. But what is even more important and more expensive and precious than that is obeying them. The message that they convey can save your life or claim your life if you disregard the road signs. We've had a flurry of train wrecks in America in the last 10 days or so. It is usually because somebody messed up and did not read the sign. The word in Greek for sign is semeion, and from that word, our word semaphore in English comes. And until today, the railroads use the word semaphore. They don't say road signs, they call it semaphores. And the semaphores are either green or red. And when somebody disregards a semaphore, they'll pay the price, often with their life. But signs are important because of what they say, their message. And what did the miraculous signs say about Jesus? That he was God. So every miracle was kind of like an arrow pointing to heaven. I am God. That's what the signs said. So miracles were truly signs that identified Jesus as God. Who are you? Watch this. Get up and walk. You are blind, you can see now. Just wash your eyes. And you cannot talk, your tongue was just loosened. See, I am God. That's what Jesus used the signs for, just to command respect from the people that God demanded and that God deserved. So Jesus, by doing signs, proves that he is God, because only God can make miracles, can suspend the laws of nature. But John says that this Jesus was with God in the beginning, and everything that was made through him. So he is also creator, not only the redeemer, but the creator of all things. And John even underlines that by attaching the sentence, and nothing of that which was made without him. The redeemer and the creator, Jesus Christ. And he is walking around Galilee now. Jesus still does many signs today, and far greater signs than he did then. Because today, through you and me, he goes into all nations at once. And he proclaims the gospel there. Only 10 years ago, there were no Lutheran congregations in Mozambique and in Angola. They sent a man to South Africa to live in Cape Town and to advance into Mozambique and Angola, Portuguese-speaking countries. That man was my cousin, whom you've probably seen here. He's been here twice in the last 10 years, Walter Winterly from Brazil. Today we have 20 congregations in Mozambique and Angola, and about 10 preaching stations. 8 Lutheran pastors and 70 students to become pastors in that young seminary. And you and I are supporting it through our gifts here from Blessed Savior. I just received a report from Jim and Susan Kaiser, who are Bible translators in Ethiopia. They just went back there after 6 months in the United States. They got there safe, and they thank God for it. And next week, Jim will present his translation of the gospel according to Saint Matthew. The first one, 2 years ago, was Luke. You might remember, they sent us that passage in Luke. And in the fullness of time, she conceived and gave birth to a son, her firstborn, and named him Jesus. That Bible verse they wrote in Amharic, that's the language that Jim had to learn how to speak and then how to write. It looks like chicken scribbles, like somebody put ink on the bottom of chicken feet and made them run over a page. And that is Amharic. But that's how you and I go into the world, speaking different languages, but teaching and preaching the same gospel, the gospel that saves the soul and that grants eternal life. And to be a partner in this ministry with the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, to take part in that, to be a partner of that one who hung on the cross in our place, is the greatest privilege that we can have. We also go into another 10 countries besides Mozambique and Angola and Ethiopia. We go to Ghana and the Ivory Coast, and to Burkina Faso and Togo, and we go to Brazil, and we go to the United States of America, inner city Milwaukee, and elsewhere. When Jesus called Andrew and Philip, Andrew was impressed immediately. Philip was not with them, and he ran to get his brother, who was sitting under a fig tree. And he said, "Come, we found the Messiah." Andrew said, "Really? Where is he from?" "From Nazareth." And Andrew, jabbing his brother, said, "Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth?" "Come and see," Andrew said. You see, Philip and Andrew, like Simon Peter, they were up from Bethsaida, which is on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee. On the southern shore was Nazareth. And we can see how those two cities, instead of helping each other, would needle each other. There was a friendly or sometimes probably not so friendly rivalry between them. A savior from Nazareth? Come and see. And so they went. And as Philip is approaching Jesus, Jesus said, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing bad." Jesus knew that Philip followed the letter of the law in all things. Philip said, "Wait a minute, do you know me?" "Oh, sure," Jesus said. "I saw you when you were sitting under the fig tree." "You are the Son of God," Andrew said. And Jesus said, "Don't be impressed by this. This is small fry. Bigger things than this you will see." And if Philip were sitting here, he could see bigger things today. Because we are 2,000 years removed from that moment when he was called. We are 8,000 miles removed from the spot where he was called. And we are talking about the same Lord Jesus Christ who came out of Nazareth to New Berlin to save the people of New Berlin. That's greater things, wouldn't you say? Greater things you shall see. And we continue on, performing greater signs than Jesus. In his name, building up lives for eternity, proclaiming the gospel of salvation and forgiveness and eternal life. That's how Jesus does his work. He talks and preaches and proclaims the gospel. He works through you and me. He works through the church. There is no other spiritual agency or power or potentate or throne or principality or angel or archangel or cherubim or seraphim through which he proclaims the gospel. He proclaims the gospel through you and me. So it is a privilege, dear friends, to be engaged in this word. Our salvation is the ultimate gift that Jesus gave us. And now he wants to give it to the rest of the world through you and me. Jesus said to his disciples just before ascending into heaven, "Go back to Jerusalem, but stay in the city until you will be vested, until you will have been vested with power from on high, the gift that the Father will send you." And the Father sent us his gift, the Holy Spirit, that instructed us in all things that we must know. For Jesus wants to be known as the preacher. "I have come to seek and to save that which was lost." We were lost. We were born in sin. We were already condemned upon arrival. And he reaches down and saves us. But let's not sit around. Like Jesus said, let's go. Let's go to the nearby villages. Let's go to the next county and to the next state and to the next country and say that Jesus sent us to his glory and to the salvation of many. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.